This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And in front of me in Germany, I do have Mr. T.B. Ndaba, who is the Kwasanti Second Manager in the Department of Basic Education. Mr. Ndaba, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you very much.
We are doing a reading competition. I believe it's for the first time Mangosuthu yenza la non-purpose in the primary school. Maybe if you can just tell us maybe the importance of having these type of competitions amongst Amaskweni, especially Ama primary schools.
Firstly, I would say it has been discovered that many learners are struggling when it comes to learning and reading. So those are the reports and the findings that we have made, and we discovered that in terms of learning, learners cannot learn properly if they cannot read. So the competition of this nature assists us to inculcate the culture of reading, because without reading you cannot accumulate a wealth of knowledge, you cannot get more vocabulary and the way in which the language should be spoken. So what has been discovered in the past was that when South Africa is compared with other countries, we come number last, and it's worrying to us as a department as to why we're giving the resources that we are having. We are beaten by countries like your Zimbabwe, your Malawi. When it comes to reading, we are number last. So then it was therefore discovered that we should start what we call early grade reading instruction. Even though we are starting that program, early grade reading instruction, but we do need to incentivize the learners. So for Mangosuthu University of Technology to come forth with trophies and to organize these events, it assists us a lot. For instance, last year we were at Marine Ridge. After that, we could see that schools that participated in that competition were more encouraged, and they started to change, and their learners are now starting to get good results in English. They are improving. So competition of this nature are very, very important in the education side.
Definitely. And Mr. Ndaba, when you speak with MUT, you speak with all the stakeholders who were involved in preparing for such events, are you looking at going into other schools as well?
Oh yes, that's what we are proposing with MUT. Firstly, I need to appreciate the role of MUT in this project. I remember when I was young.
Yes.
I was an astute member of a Black Consciousness Movement. In there, we were taught that once you have become enlightened, you have to come back and assist Black communities. So there was a distance between communities and the tertiary institutions. So now this initiative by MUT of community engagement and development, it allows us to get information from the university, and the university to get information as to how to assist our communities. So now, as we speak, we propose there that we want this to rotate in all our Kwasanti schools. Last year it was at Marine Ridge. This year now is at Nonopa. And Kwasanti, there are about 26 schools. So I would be very happy if we can expand this competition to other schools, so that all of Kwasanti schools will participate. Maybe we'll then need a whole these competitions. But yeah, definitely we want this competition to expand.
Wow, no, definitely. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndaba. We really appreciate your time.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.